WGTL, Hawk Nelson, Your Love is a Mystery, Michael W. Smith and Vanessa Campagna's Waymaker. Prior to that, good morning and happy Tuesday, 7:02.
If you have not done so yet, you should really follow our friend Christy Lee on social media. You can keep up with the worship song of the day details. She has all kinds of cool things, artist news, new releases. She's on Instagram, Facebook, and coming up later this hour, we will have Christy Lee's worship song of the day.
Joining us live on the phone from Sparrow Place is Stephanie Ulrich. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Sure, yeah. I'll shout out to my parents and to Jan and Zoe, who are the head of Sparrow Place, and then everybody on the board.
And I understand that during this lockdown, you have been going to seminary.
I have, yeah. I started seminary right before, and I've been online doing work.
Wow, crazy. Well, tell us about Sparrow Place.
Sure. Sparrow Place is a nonprofit with the vision to open the first restorative residence for survivors of human trafficking in your county. We will offer legal aid. We will offer therapy, education, job training, and have a faith-based program and really just a place for the survivors to call home as they learn to live again after the trauma of trafficking. And we will be a part of Thistle Farms, which is in Nashville. So we're going off their model and hoping to have a social enterprise, which the survivors can be a part of so they can get back into the work field.
Wow, that's very cool. So I understand that Pennsylvania is probably more affected by human trafficking than maybe some of our listeners know.
Definitely, yeah, especially our area. We have a lot of major cities that are nearby. We have a lot of really busy, really big roads that are nearby, so there's easy to move people around. And also pretty much anywhere is really popular for trafficking right now because most of it is online. And especially at this time right now where everybody is on their computers, it's really easy for traffickers to find people and start recruiting them.
What can parents do to protect their children?
Sure. Monitoring social media is really important. Putting up privacy settings and knowing what your kids are doing, and also considering whether or not your kids are old enough to be on social medias. Even if it seems like they are, it's so easy for a trafficker to get to a kid. It's so easy for them to seem like just another kid or seem like somebody else. So just constantly monitoring that and really taking the time to consider if this is a good it's a good thing for your kid to be on those social media sites.
Stephanie, does Sparrow Place have any resources that parents could find out about, or is there a way that they could find out more about your ministry?
Sure. I mean, we have great resources on our website, which is sparrowplace.org. We also are trying to do right now we're focusing a lot on doing awareness, and we've done some awareness at schools and churches, and hopefully when the pandemic is over, we can start getting out and doing that again. So if anybody's interested in having us come and speak, you can definitely check out our website or go to our Facebook page, Sparrow Place of York, and reach out to us. We love to spread awareness, and we have some programs which are specifically focused to teenagers and preteens.
Check it out, Sparrow Place of York at Facebook, or go to sparrowplace.org. We'll talk more with Stephanie coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way.